Our next presentation is patient safety. We have Natasha Swinsko and Cheryl Crocker here to talk to you about that. So over to you.
Lovely.
Have fun.
Does that work?
It works.
Hi. Excellent. Lovely. Thank you. Thanks, David. Good morning, everybody. So what we would like to do over the next sort of 20, 25 minutes is just take you through our brand new shiny patient safety plan that we've compiled for the AHSN network and that was launched yesterday officially, and also the care homes report, beautifully demonstrated by my glamorous assistant on my right. So patient safety is a central guiding principle of the AHSN network. It's one of the key lenses through which we look. It's not the only one, but it is an important one. And you can probably look at most of our AHSN network program content and link it back to patient safety in one shape, form or another. So it's embedded in absolutely everything we do. It also is a response to the NHS patient safety strategy that was launched by Aidan Fowler back in June this year for the whole of the NHS. We wanted to produce something that showed our direct line of sight for our patient safety collaboratives, but also for the rest of our AHSN network programme that is outside our PSCs, that links back directly to the three key pillars in Aidan's strategy. And those are, just to remind you, insight, involvement and improvement. So it's about how we use the data and the evidence that is out there, drawing from various different parameters of information to decide which patient safety programs we focus on. How we then also support people in the networks within which we work in our regions to have the skills, the capability and the capacity to be able to deploy those programs with us and understand what's best to do. And then how we as an AHSN network will deliver some of the key improvement strategies that Aidan has written into his strategy, which are directly attributable to the work that we do in the patient safety collaboratives. So what we were going to do this morning is just describe to you some of the successes that we've had from our PSCs and across AHSN network that are patient safety focused in the last 5 years, which demonstrates exactly why we should be in the strategy and why our PSCs are so integral to the work that we do in an AHSN network. And to describe to you some of the learning that we've corralled from that work that gives us, you know, the ground, the base to be able to go forwards with this. So just to remind you, this was one of the key strap lines in the strategy, which was 1,000 extra lives and £100 million saved. That's what they're aiming to do. And our vision is to support that through our PSCs, but also through, as I say, the rest of our patient safety work through the AHSN network, because we have that marvellous opportunity to be able to link up the innovation exchange side of our AHSNs with our patient safety, with improvement. There's no other network, there's no other organisation in the health and social care landscape that can do that. We are the only people that can bring all of those three strands together. So just to recap, we're going to support the foundations of the national strategy. We'll deliver the patient safety improvements that are in that strategy through the PSCs and some. We're going to work with our members in our sustainability and transformation partnerships, our STPs and the ICSs, because those are the people that we are supporting to improve their services at the front line for patients. So we have to work with them to do that. And there's also this new emerging regional regional patient safety teams that have come into form in the new patient safety, the new seven regions across England. So if we link those up with our STPs and our ICSs and our member organisations, we've got the collective group of people that our PSC teams can work with to deliver these changes at the front line. And by doing that, we can also help to build capacity and capability in partnerships. And because of the unique space that we occupy within our individual regions and also nationally, we can link up with other organisations that support the STPs and our members through Health Education England, the Health Foundation and various other arm's length bodies. So those are the central tenets in our patient safety plan. What Cheryl's going to do now is take you through some of the learning from some of our PSC and AHSM programs that are patient safety focused in the last couple of years. We've also got some gadgets that we'd like to show you and hand round. But before I hand over to Cheryl, I just want to say a really big thank you to Bernard. To Bernard Allen, who's standing over there taking some photographs, to say thank you very much, Bernard, because if it hadn't been for all of your hard work putting these two documents together, we wouldn't be up here today. What you did was you crafted something that looked really shiny and marvellous for some really quite scrappy words that Cheryl and I wrote about 3 months ago. So thank you very much. So I just wanted to acknowledge that.
Thank you. Thank you, Tasha. We'd also like to extend our thanks to all our patient safety leads and the AHSN members as well, who helped us bring all this work together. And if it wasn't for their help, we'd still be writing it now, wouldn't we, Tasha? So thank you, everybody. So I'm going to start off using the pillars in the strategy to demonstrate how our plan really does dovetail with the NHS patient safety strategy. So Imperial, with the help of Oxford and UCLP, developed something called the Suspicion of Sepsis Insight Dashboard. And this is really innovative in that it brings together all the information you need to know about sepsis. To be able to identify sepsis, you can work out length of stay, mortality, and you can break it down to sepsis related to pneumonias or urinary tract infections, for example. You can look at trends and you can plan over the year as a result. So this is really innovative work, has now been spread across all 15 AHSNs through our member organisations. We've been working on deterioration over the last 2 years, and we've been really successful in spreading the National Early Warning System scoring system across all our acute hospitals. So 96% of our acute hospitals have now adopted that in full, and 100% of ambulance services across England. We're now working outside the acute sector in a whole myriad of other sectors that you can see in those circles. So we're covering the breadth and the whole scope of health and social care, including residential, nursing homes, out of hours, etc. We're also working in medicine safety. So the AHSN network already has a medicines optimization program, which is really effective. And we're seeing fantastic impacts as a result of that through our transfers of care around medicine and our PINSA program. For those of you who don't know what PINSA is, it's about prescribing safely in primary care with the intervention of pharmacists. And we've had a fantastic uptake of both of those programs. Precept started in the west of England and has now spread across all 15 AHSNs. Precept is the giving of magnesium sulfate to preterm mothers to help reduce cerebral palsy at birth. And you can see where the AHSN got involved and started to spread this work. The inflection point has meant that the now number of trusts taking part and the number of patients benefiting as a result of that. The same with emergency laparotomy, started in Kent, Surrey and Sussex, involved Wessex and the southwest of England and west of England to form a collaborative using a breakthrough series. So using a recognised model of improvement, tested that model, found that that worked and has now spread to all 15 AHSNs. And we're seeing fantastic improvements and impacts as a result. Again, transfers of care around medicine, you can see the impacts here and the result of being involved in the AHSN network and the spread of that work across all 15. And PINSA, the number of practices now involved and engaged in using that technology. So under involvement, this is all about how we support our workforce and include patient and public involvement, our service users and carers. The strategy really focuses on how we support our staff, particularly after harmful events. And we know from the literature that those staff that are involved in harmful events will suffer psychological consequences, resulting in absence from work and mental health problems later on. And some of our AHSNs have been working on supporting staff through second victimhood and developing a programme of work that supports staff involved in harm with great results. We've also got a very active patient and public involvement network across the whole of the AHSN. All 15 AHSNs have patient and public involvement, and that's really taken off and working together as a network and very strongly involved in our safety plan. And we recognise the importance of involving our service users, carers and patients right at the start. We're also engaged in producing some training resources and supporting our workforce, particularly outside of the hospital setting, in care homes, for example, through the development of training packages. This is one example. There are many. The REACT 2 series has been tested and developed in care homes and evaluated by York University, found to be really effective. And as a result of that, we've developed a number of other resources in that model. So REACT to RED was the first. That was about pressure ulcer management, detection and prevention, and then a whole series of others that support care homes. And moving on to the last section, which is about improvement. Some of the improvement initiatives. So there are seven of these. The first one is around the patient safety program itself, the PSC, and there are currently four work streams. Medicine safety, which is just about to start, and that's focusing on the administration errors in care homes. And we've got great involvement with our care homes, as you'll see in our care homes summary report that we've launched yesterday. There are over 30 examples of the work that we're doing with care homes, so we've fantastic relationships with that sector. Medicine safety, I've just mentioned, and then we've got deterioration and adoption and spread. And within the adoption and spread work stream, we've got four pieces of work. The ED checklist, emergency laparotomy was supporting the AHSN work through quality improvement. Precept, again, supporting the AHSN spread through quality improvement. And the COPD discharge care bundle. And the others that are listed in the strategy, which we are supporting, is around maternity and neonatal safety. So we support the national programs by bringing local improvements, working with our members and organizations in our patches to understand what's relevant to them. So there are a number of examples, for example, the Birmingham triage system and the place of birth in Oxford, which is bringing fantastic results and improving the care of pregnant women. Medicine safety, there's going to be a new medicine safety NHS strategy launched soon, so we are working to support that, and there's so much more we can do. The mental health safety improvement, there's already been a mental health collaborative across the southwest of England. It's been very effective, and we'd like to build on that and support the strategy. Safety of older people, we've already got an enormous amount of work in care homes, but we think there's so much more we could do. And research and innovation, so we have very, very active links with our research establishments and higher education, which support the work we do and create a pipeline of improvement projects for the future, which are evidence-based. And I just wanted to finish on this one, which is around never events, which is a subject that the NHS is really struggling with. We've seen publication after publication around never events. And while some of them are reducing, particularly surgical never events seem to be increasing. So this expo is all about innovation, and the AHSNs are all about innovation and spread of that innovation. So I wanted to show you some of the innovative products that have been developed by our entrepreneurs within the AHSN. So out of my magic box, I've got that WireSafe. So I don't know if anybody's seen this, but WireSafe is a human factors engineered solution to the retention of guide wires used when you're putting in central venous lines, for example. Guide wires, if you're left in, are very difficult to retrieve some years later and can cause some disastrous consequences. So this is designed that you cannot open this box unless you thread your guide wire through the little holes in order to pull up the lid. So you cannot pull that lid up unless you've put your guide wire in, and then it allows you to access the second stage of your procedure. So that's a really innovative solution. It doesn't cost very much, and there's been varied uptake across the country. So we're looking to support the adoption of that innovation. A second innovation is a heat and moisture exchanger. This is used in ventilators. So for short-term ventilation, you need to provide some filtration and moisture that the nose normally does, that you're bypassing when you're ventilating. So these little gadgets are put into the circuit. However, there is another form of humidification of the air you breathe, and that's in a water bath. If you put both in the circuit at once, you will damage the patient's lungs and cause catastrophic consequences. But it's a common error. So what this gadget does is, as soon as the filter in here gets wet, the circle in the middle turns red and says danger. So that it's a visual cue in your ventilator circuit. So if anybody wants, I haven't breathed on it myself, but if anybody wants to breathe on there, you'll see the colour change. And the third example I've got is something to do, again, with critical care. These are special syringes for withdrawing blood from arterial lines. So there have been a number of fatal errors associated with glucose in an arterial line. So you're meant to put normal saline up in the flush bag to keep the arterial line open, but people inadvertently put up glucose by mistake. So when you're drawing off blood, you will have glucose in your line. This is then put through a machine, and it tells you the blood glucose is very high, and therefore patients are being treated with insulin inappropriately. So if you draw blood in one of these syringes, the blood will turn bright blue. So you know that's not normal. So this is just one attempt to reduce the number of errors that you know, humans make on a daily basis. And you can have a look at that too. we've talked about improving care in care homes and the launch of our work yesterday. Our network is spread across 15 different organisations that come together in a vibrant network across England. That's really the end of our presentation. Any questions? We'd be delighted to take them.